For those of you trying to find a holiday gift for the geographically challenged, you are in luck. Global Positioning System, or GPS units, are all the rage this year. Whether you're looking for a trusty guide on long hikes or a full-service driving unit that literally tells you where to go, chances are there's a model out there for you, and it might not bust your budget either. For more, we go to Omar Gallaga. He covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman, and he joins us now. Hello. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, Michelle.
Now, for starters, what exactly is a GPS system, for those who are not familiar with this, and how does it work?
Well, a GPS unit uses Department of Defense satellites. There are 24 satellites roaming around the orbit of the Earth, transmitting coordinates, and these GPS units lock onto these satellites, and they're able to triangulate your position wherever you're driving, wherever you are on the Earth 24 hours a day. They can tell what speed you're driving at, your altitude, your longitude and latitude. So even the most basic GPS models that are available today can do that with a very, very good degree of accuracy.
What kind of things can a standard GPS unit do today that maybe it couldn't do just a few years ago?
Well, even the sub-$300 GPSs now, they can play MP3s, they can display photos. The better models can do text-to-speech where they can actually say the names of the streets instead of just saying turn here, they can actually pronounce the name of the street. Most of them have at least 1 million points of interest, which is anything that you might be looking for specifically, like a movie theater or a bank, restaurants, hotels. Most of them do some form of 3D mapping where you have a little arrow that's you and you see where you're going, not just a flat 2D representation.
So that's a basic model, and I think I heard you say around $300. If you wanted to spend more money than that, what does your money buy you?
A lot of it is aesthetics. They have really nice, sharper, wide screens. A lot of them have Bluetooth built in, so it can double as a hands-free unit for your car if you want to make phone calls with it. I'm looking at one from Garmin, the Nuvi 680. It actually has MSN Direct. That gives you live weather updates. It gives you gas prices on the fly. And a lot of the add-ons for some of these GPSs will also tell you traffic conditions.
And a unit like that will cost how much?
That one would be about $700 or $800, but some of those features can be found in even the $300 and $400 ones. Bluetooth is becoming pretty standard. Things like text-to-speech is becoming more and more common, even in the mid and low end. If you're going to spend $700 or $800 on a GPS, you're going to really get the top of the line, all the bells and whistles, but you can find a lot of those features even at $400 and $500.
Systems for runners?
There are systems for runners. They're getting stripped down. There are units for golfers that you can triangulate distances to the next hole.
There's a GPS unit for golfers?
There are several, actually. There are some that give you pure GPS information. There are others that measure specific distances, some that will snap onto the golf cart. There are some like that for motorcycles, for boats. I mean, there's all kinds of different GPSs for different applications.
In the early years, there was a bit of a problem with the GPS unit. The good news, if you found one of these under the tree, is that you got a GPS unit. The bad news was that you had to buy all this extra software to support it. Is that still the case?
It's the case in some GPSs, especially some of the low-end ones where you have a set number of points of interest and maps, and the company that makes the GPS may require you to purchase the map update. If they update the maps every 2 years, you may end up having to spend an extra $100 just to get that updated map information. I had that experience with a Magellan GPS that I got last year. The maps were about 2 or 3 years out of date. The street that I live on wasn't in the GPS, and I found out later on that if I wanted the updated maps that included my street, I'd have to pay an extra $100.
Omar Gallaga, good to talk to you again.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thanks so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Don't get lost.
I'll try not to. Omar Gallaga covers technology culture for the Austin American Statesman.